Yeah.
I don't have a lot of space in the studio to make big things, so I want to make a big piece for the end. Mm-hmm. So I'm doing computer work, and it's going to be projected really big in the end. I've been doing some digital paintings the last few weeks every day. I have about 35 black and whites that I did, but I'll show you the colors first.
Like, where do you want to project it?
Probably on this wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Like, pretty much the whole wall, I think. And then I'll probably use the outside space for my drawings.
That's pretty nice.
Mm-hmm. So here's one. So they're going to be printed to slides.
Uh-huh.
35 millimeter slides, and I'll project them on the slides.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have a slideshow.
Why are you using such antique technology?
Well, if I use a digital projector, then I'll have a grid that I don't really want.
Uh-huh.
You see, with a projector, like in between the pixels, it actually makes a grid.
Uh-huh.
And if I projected the grid, it would be like lines in between the image.
Uh-huh.
Whereas slides, it's actually better technology because there won't be a grid. It'll look like pretty much like this in the wall.
Uh-huh.
Like an exposure photograph. Here's another.
These are really beautiful images.
So I was still working on all of them. These were the earlier ones. But I was still going back every day. And
mm-hmm.
You'll see, they get a little more, my technique gets better as I go on.
What programs are you working in?
I use pretty much every program that I can. I'm, you know, primarily Photoshop, but also some others.
Mm-hmm.
They're pixel-based, so they're definitely a specific size. They're not a vector.
Uh-huh.
You know what that is.
Is your idea that these would always stay as projected images?
Yeah, I don't think I'd print them out.
Uh-huh.
Because they kind of have to be glowing. Like if I printed them, you know, it would be a matte surface.
Right.
It'd be reflective as opposed to like coming at you.
Yeah.
And the color when I paint it is...
Well, I really like this effect of the almost shadow type of blur in relation to the clarity of the, you know, stronger linear elements, and then the palette is pretty incredible. Like, how many colors are in Photoshop?
Not as many as in real life.
Oh, really?
It's actually, these images are 24K, so that's 24 million, I think, something like that.
No. 24,000.
No, but it works differently. I can actually might be able to find out. I'll Wikipedia. 24-bit color is... we'll see what 32-bit color is. 4 billion distinct colors.
Unbelievable.
But of course, I'm not using that many, but that's the amount that can be reproduced by a computer. And, you know, there are more variations than in real life.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm getting into the more recent, more completed ones.
Mm-hmm. Really nice.
This is a portrait.
I like these dimensional effects, too. I guess that's a function of the crisp versus the blurred and the suggestion of some kind of distance built in.
Yeah, I wanted to have, like, definite, like, you know, you can tell it's, like, the pixel.
Yeah.
Like, that's the very forefront of the...
Have you ever looked much into East Village art? The 70s
on who
and early 80s. Oh, like, Kenny Scharf and...
Yeah, I know Kenny Scharf. Did you see the installation he did at... The Armory Show?
No, I didn't.
No. He had like a big booth.
How do you know Kenny Scharf?
I mean, I don't know him. Like,
oh, you know other work.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. I don't really look at his work too much. I mean, it's a little bit related because I've actually been looking at graffiti lately because a lot of the tools on the computer are sort of like spray paint, like
very reminiscent. But I think
the images I've been looking at actually for graffiti have been really, really early graffiti, like for a while, graffiti was really nice until it became, it sort of seemed like there was a 5-year period where graffiti turned from like a creative thing that teenagers were doing until it became like airbrush,
uh-huh.
like professional airbrush art.
Uh-huh.
So this is like the graffiti that I really enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Like the early, like before it became, you know, like really refined and
uh-huh.
things.
Like I see weird, a shared you know, quality with your work, yeah.
So this is what I've been looking at,
uh-huh.
as far at, like sort of like after I was using the tools on the computer, I was sort of like, oh, this kind of reminds me of like spray paint,
mm-hmm.
but it's a lot cheaper.
There's also a little bit of a suggestion in the inventiveness and wackiness of the characters and mark making that reminds me of some Jean-Michel Basquiat.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, you know, to look at his work, it has much more aggression in it than this work.
Yeah, I don't really want to be as forward as him.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. He was pretty cryptic as well with his use of the Grey's Anatomy.
That's
and,
a really
like,
nice. I like the simplicity.
Mm-hmm.
I like it that it feels like in this work there's an expansive quality that incorporates the characters that you've been, you know, dealing with, mm-hmm. but also just simply mark making like this
yeah.
one.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
There's another. So a lot of these, like this one might end up being much more complex in the end.
Uh-huh.
But this one is also like a recent like beginning, you know,
uh-huh.
just started developing certain areas.
Really beautiful. Nice, very nice.
Here's a self-portrait.
Uh-huh. So there's a show that's about to open at Larry Gagosian in Chelsea on 24th Street of late Pablo Picasso.
Oh, really? Which, what, how late?
Like the last works of the
oh, really?
60s and early 70s.
Yeah, those are good.
Musketeers, Toreador.
Yeah, I've seen them in the books.
Uh-huh. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah, that should be a good
And this
show.
Is what makes me think of that. The,
yeah.
you know, slightly lack of symmetry, something that's kind of expressively beauty and ugly and, you know, all kinds of sort of attitudes bundled together.
Here's a skateboarder.
That's nice.
I've never really skateboarded before, but I sort of like was fantasizing about it, thinking
uh-huh.
about the graffiti.
Uh-huh.
Here's another one I've been working on. This is like a full composition, something I don't usually do.
Uh-huh. Are you involved with these characters to the extent that you kind of imagine names, personalities, events?
Very rarely.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes. Lately I've been working on a character called Scrappy the Dog.
Uh-huh.
That's a new character I'm going to be working on for a film that I'm writing.
Uh-huh.
But Scrappy the Dog is actually never drawn the same way. So.
Interesting.
So like in everything that he's in, he'll be Scrappy, but he'll always just look completely
uh-huh.
different.
Uh-huh.
It's like as if Mickey Mouse was just a paragraph, and like every artist would have to draw Mickey Mouse differently,
uh-huh.
scene for
uh-huh.
scene, you know. So a lot of the characters, I feel like, every clown, I feel, is just like, you know, the same clown character.
Uh-huh.
But I never really think about it that much. Generally, it's just a way for me to get involved in painting, not really, but also a way for children to enter into the art, too.
Did you ever spend any time looking at Juan Miró?
Yeah, a lot. You asked me before. He's
yeah,
one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Almost of all time.
It almost, sure. it makes so much sense in relation to the...
Especially his interest in children.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just thinking, too, about the variety of...
Yeah, yeah.
Like, quirky, funny, amusing, buoyant elements.
It was great because he could be humorous in his imagery, yet remain serious
uh-huh.
as an artist. You know, everyone looked at him as a serious artist, but he could still do that by painting just, like... not overly political, but still childlike. Things that could be viewed by the family, in a way. Here's another one that I'm just starting. So the last two are like more a little more abstract.
So when you say you're going to project these, how's that going to work for you? Are you going to have them, is there going to be like like maybe 50 images that you project, and it'll be up for 30 seconds a piece, or how's that going to work for you?
Well, it's going to be on a slide machine, and I'll probably pick...
So you'll just have it rotating in the
I work on about one of, like, maybe 8 hours a day on these.
Uh-huh.
So maybe each one has about, like, 6 hours in it, or 7 hours in it now, I think, because there's 22, we're working on it for, like, 3 weeks. And then in the end, I'll probably pick, like, seven of them.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm also taking slide photographs recently, so once I get those developed, I might decide to include some slide photos.
Uh-huh.
So basically, I'm be making a slideshow.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so uh-huh. Just a slideshow, and they'll, I think I might actually have the control, so people can go and use control.
Uh-huh. Would you ever realize any of these as full-fledged paintings, or could they function as sketches in that sense? Or?
This is just sort of how I realized them. I work on these almost longer than I would if I go to painting, anyways. Because it's on the computer, it sort of remains vital.
Uh-huh. It's certainly more portable than the studio would be.
Yeah, definitely. I can work on that. This was from life as I was sleeping.
Uh-huh.
I just used the mouse.
Uh-huh.
And it's definitely like, can work on them for a long time, you know, almost forever, as long as I have the images.
So, you know, I'm curious
about... So these are, in a way, these are like more final than some paintings. Or like, what's in these? Well, I just think they show my work better.
Do you think, like you said something before, you'd spend more time looking at these than you would paintings?
Because mm-hmm. It's faster, it's more exciting.
Uh-huh.
It's easier to make the image,
uh-huh.
but also more challenging. You have to start worrying about, like, you don't have to worry about spilling anything. You don't have to worry about, like, moving your hands as much. It's like selecting a color is very simple. So really it just, like, eliminates a lot of the hassle of, like...
The mess.
Yeah.
It's so interesting, you know, I think
and it's about the image again.
Okay, well,
to me,
for it to be about the image, I'm just thinking that the images are so compelling, and the palette, and the vitality, that as painting,
mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, there would be a tremendous benefit to them being paintings, largely monetary.
Yeah, of course, definitely.
So what is that about for you? But as computer-generated images, they kind of lend themselves to be free.
Exactly.
As opposed to, is that something that's important
to you? Well, they're more of like
they're
actually kind of in the realm of photography, as far as like whether it's free or like digital photography, because there's like a digital image that can be printed. Or,
uh-huh.
So it's almost like a negative. In
uh-huh.
a way.
Uh-huh.
And there are negatives in the way that I'm going to print them to slides as well. So they're not, definitely not one-of-a-kind, like, unique things. But they are, in a way, I'm sort of trying to make the argument that a digital file is like a one-of-a-kind, like, you know, organization of data. Because that's sort of how I,
uh-huh.
you know what I mean? I'm just drawing with the data.
Uh-huh.
And then once you save the file, it's the same throughout, you know, it can be viewed on any, like, digital system in the same
uh-huh.
way.
Uh-huh.
And you're right, the monetary thing, if it was a real painting, of course, it'd be worth, like, if this was really, like, you know, as big as the wall, I could probably...
Or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, it was just...
But I'm not, like, I'm not necessarily, like, stopping painting.
Uh-huh.
But to do this, you know, as big as I would want it to be, it would probably be in oils and, like, really thick, and it would probably cost me, like, a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
Whereas I could just sit here on the computer for a long time.
Makes a lot of sense.
So to me, I feel like this is a way to, like, if I was going to have, like, a really good career in image making... I can start this way, and as I get money, of course, I'll eventually make the big, like, thick.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I'm just curious what you're thinking about that was.
I think of a lot of these, like, if I was to make this real, it would have to be so thick, you know, with paint, and, like, really bright and probably big.
But it also suggests a lot of airbrushing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, the soft edges
mm-hmm.
and the kind of fade on some of the forms.
It's just sort of like a... I mean, I'm not necessarily poor, but you kind of have to be rich to make all these real.
I completely appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah, and this is sort of like my poor man's like.
It's a great solution.
And I work on them just as much as I would if they were real.
Uh-huh.
So I'll show you some black and whites.
That's funny that you put it that way. You work on them just as much as if they were real.
Even more, you know, because I can share them better.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I can just send them to by email, you know. And I'm like, this isn't a picture of what I did. This is like actually what I did. You're seeing.
Uh-huh.
You know, you're seeing what I made. So these are the black and whites I did while I was sort of. This is like.
Actually, now these are like photograms or rayograms.
In a way, just because they're black and white, they sort of represent that.
Uh-huh.
So let's see. This was created on January 31st. So I started. Let's say I started this doing like. Early to the end of January is when I started experimenting with this.
Love it.
So I'll go through. And these would probably lend themselves really well to the slide format.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure how they would... How would they be if they were black and white slides? Because I wondered about that. Would like... It would just be light and then like emptiness, right?
I think so.
Because black doesn't actually project. So it would be like white and then like the wall.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So they kind of represent negatives. That just sort of happened, you know. I just wanted to paint black and white. But if you blur something in black and white, it naturally looks more photographic.
Uh-huh.
Like a Gerhard Richter, in a way.
Or I just was recently looking at some Man Ray, you know, like spaced writing and all those photograms he was making, which were direct prints. You know how those are made. And they have some of the quality.
Did you go to the photo show?
I wish I had been able to. Did you?
Yeah, there was one artist I was really interested in. My notebook on. I'll get it really quick. You can keep pressing the down arrow if you like. One photographer I've always liked is Jan Saudek. Or Jan Saudek.
Don't know it.
Joel Peter Wickham, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was really interesting.
Uh-huh.
Some of the greatest photographs I've seen.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This one's an interesting one. The black and white ones were made a lot faster than the color ones. I was sort of just exploring, like, what I could do with the programs first. With the computer.
Mm-hmm.
And then now that I'm using the color, it's a little slower process. I'll sort of like make something and like save it and leave it there for like a couple days, keep looking at it. This one looks like almost exactly like a photograph.
I think a lot of them do.
Yeah. And some of them actually have color in it too.
I see. Uh-huh.
Just by, it's actually not a color image, the image is stored in color. A color format, but I only use black and white. However, on when you use some like tools, such as like a smudge tool, the algorithms in the program will actually somehow inject color into it.
Interesting.
So it's strange.
So it's very random.
Mm-hmm.
Chance operations. What's your school again?
Ringling, Florida. Yeah.
And I forget. Does that school have? Different divisions, or is it all fine arts?
Oh, we have a fine arts, and we're more like a technical school. Our biggest is computer animation, but we have, it's a general school, fine arts, graphic design, illustration.
So you're not in, like, one program or another? You're just
no,
like
I'm
fine
in fine arts.
Arts.
Yeah, that's just a, fine yeah. arts.
Do you do animation?
I did one, actually, in Photoshop, just messing around, but for some reason it's not really my...
it's not your thing?
Well, it's very time-consuming, and I'd rather spend my time doing 20 different pictures rather than one, like, continuously. I'd rather work on one still image continuously than 20 that look the same. But I do have the animation that I was working with. If I can, I'll get it up and show you. I was just sort of playing, because in some new programs you can draw. So I just did like a sort of a basic. So you know, I was just for a few seconds playing a little bit. And you know, it's something that's pretty, like, it comes out interesting.
Such an interesting way to extend the work.
Yeah, it is. It's really interesting. And I think if I did do an animation, I was thinking something like this, or like this, you know, any of these things, but just like 10 frames, you know, because I could work on this, like take 6 hours of work for me. Although it's like simple, you know, I kind of like, there's a lot of subtraction and like looking at it. But once I make the first one, if I did like a 10 frame animation, I'd probably start it simply like this for the 10 frames.
Right, I know.
And then go back into each frame, adding and adding and adding. And I don't think I could make like a, you know, last week I was thinking like, man, I could make like a 2-hour film animation. And then I calculated it out and I was like, it would take me like 10 years to do something. And I'm just not that type of person.
Gotcha.
So I think, you know, it wouldn't be that bad to do like a 10 frame loop, you know, like a looping animation. And that's probably something I'll do in the future. But right now it's just, it's a great idea to do animation. Because of course these almost look like...
They're so action oriented.
Yeah.
You know, almost a kind of freeze frame suggestion. I think they're really great.
Thanks.
Yeah, I really like them a lot. And I like how developed they feel in terms of, I'm talking about like compositionally, in terms of it's a kind of expanded arena, I would say, of characters, events, actions, marks. They kind of move in and out of some kind of like narrative space. I think they're really beautiful, and I think they're also, you're so informed. Like, we're talking about graffiti, we're talking about Picasso, we're talking about Moreau. That's one of the things that I find really appealing about them, that they immediately enter into dialogue with lots of different
things.
Kinds of artists.
And I guess they're digital too, an impact.
Well, congratulations. I just think they're beautiful.
Thanks.
And I'm very curious to see what they're going to look like as projections.
Yeah, me too. I have no idea.
How saturated the color will be.
But when I watch your slide lectures, I love the way slides look. Like the rounded, they'll have the rounded corners with like dust sort of.
I really like slides too. I love the variation of color too.
But I've still been drawing real too. Like every day I still, because sometimes I don't have my computer with me.
Nice.
So... And I'm pretty sure that they're all kind of doing the same thing. Like, you know, it's starting to get the same thing. Like, I do something here, and I'll try to do something on the computer with it. Or I'll do something on the computer, and I'll be, like, sort of doing something similar.
Nice.
So I've been playing a lot, I guess.
Which is great.
Miro is definitely one of my fathers in the sense that he's constantly involved in that. His show at the show at the MoMA was great.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, especially the one room in the middle where he was just like going off. You know, those are my favorites.
Yeah, and I think a nice thing too about Miro is that he reinvents himself.
Yeah, that's my favorite thing.
That, you know, when he gets to the 60s, it's like a totally new ball game from what he was doing in the 20s or the 40s. So, in a way, I think
it's great too, because if you don't like some of Miro's work, you're gonna like some other work too. So he's always doing something different. Yeah, like I feel like in these, like, I'm already making, like, a weird progression, like, to things that I don't like, to things that I like, or, like, I change them.
What, like, becomes the criteria?
I think it's just, like, I get bored with one. Like, they start to shift. Like, this is sort of, like, similar, like, these are done within the same day, same 2 or 3 days. And then the next one is this, which is starting to turn a little bit.
I see.
In a way. In technique, and also like in the
multiple characters, some little
they just seem different, you know. Like this one doesn't really reference graffiti, I guess, but in a sense, like a little. Whereas this one is almost like about the culture in a way.
Yeah.
And then another one, like this one, I don't know. Like this one's like more like a Matisse or something. But I wasn't really thinking about it. I was just sort of like, I drew her sleeping.
That's a beautiful image.
So I'm not sure like where it will go, but I mean, I have so much fun doing this on the computer. And I think that as long as I'm having like more fun doing this, because here I can use all the colors and I don't have to worry about the paint like running out. You know, if I want to make the background green right now, I can just make it green.
Yeah, and it's something that not only suits your circumstances, but your attention span.
Yeah, that's a good point.
For you to recognize there's a kind of space that you work in before you bail out of it.
Yeah.
That you can really kind of find media that.
That's why I like mirror too, because you can change. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I'll change. Like, even if I keep making digital images, they're gonna change. You know, because I can see myself doing like entire images just based off like little sections. You know,
mm-hmm.
like almost like color field
uh-huh.
type things as well.
Uh-huh.
So right now I'm just doing like as much as I can, like as complicated as I can, so I can learn everything about it as much as fast as I can.
Nice.
And then eventually I'll probably go more in depth. But I'm not really interested in finding like a one.
Like, when? How old were you when you started working with computers?
Very young, like 4 or 5,
uh-huh.
3 or 4. But I haven't like made digital images on computers really. I mean, I sort of played with them. I knew the programs just because I was interested in computers. But
uh-huh.
really, just like since January is when I started drawing with computers.
Nice.
And I wouldn't be drawing like this if I haven't been drawing in like on paper for the last 3 or 4 years,
right.
like every day.
Right.
Pretty much most of my days spent drawing on paper still.
Uh-huh.
So.
Excellent work.
Thanks.
Congratulations. I look forward to the kind of resolution in this. Transfer, like kind of jumping media,
yeah, I'm glad you like
with
that.
The stuff and seeing what, you know, like how that translates to you into.
And I'm going to still show regular drawings too.
Uh-huh.
So probably some smaller pieces.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Very good. Okay, I'm going to take my soybeans with me. And thanks for inviting me in.
Yeah.
And I look forward to seeing what happens. Okay, see you later.